Zok the Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. Now the Mishnah returns to the inyan of how Beis Din interrogated the Eidim. Zok the Mishnah. Dumus, the image, Surais Levanais, of different shapes of the moons, Hoyle the Rav Gamliel had it all pre-prepared. A tavla, somewhere on a movable kind of a plate. You can move it around like a table. And somewhere on the wall, Uba Kaisel. Now, where did he keep these things? Bali Yosai, in his attic. But that's where he would receive the Eidus. Apparently, Rav Gamliel's attic was a very special place, a private place. The Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, this is on Daf Yud Aleph, Maisa B'Rav Gamliel, Sha'amar who said, Ashkimuli Shiva L'Aliyah, seven people should come up to the attic. They were going to decide something. And he found eight, and he said, Miu Sha'ala Shaloi B'Rishos. So you see that it's a special place, Rav Gamliel's attic. It was reserved for very important things. And Ma'aresu Adyaitis, over there he would show the common people, meaning the Edom, that weren't bucky to know exactly what to answer. So if they didn't have a picture, they wouldn't be able to verbally explain it. But they could point to a picture and say, oh, that's what we saw. Yeah, that's what it looked like. Yeah, in that direction, yeah. The Omer, so he would say, he would point to it. And he would say, Hachazeri Isa, Hachazer, did you see it this way or that way? Sakta Mishnah Vayitim, I said there was a story. Shabo Shnaim, two people came to Bezin to testify on the Chiddush HaLevana. They saw the new moon. The Omer, they said, Reinu, we saw the moon on day 29. They said they saw it Shachris in the morning before the sun came up in Mizrach on the east side. The Arvis, and in the evening, after Shkia Sechama, the night of the 30th, we saw it B'Marv, on the west. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, Eide Shekarim, they're lying. We explained that the moon could be either to the east or the west, depending on where the sun is, depending on the time of the year. But you can't have it on the same day, on two different sides. That's impossible. However, Kishabo, when these Edom came Liyavna, to the Bezna, Godlo of Rav Gamliel, Kiblon, Rav Gamliel was mekabel them. He said, look, you saw it at night on the west, that's where it's supposed to be, and he was mekadesh the chaydesh, the 30th day was Rosh Chaydesh. Now, Rav Gamliel, he knew the cheshbonos. He knew it was supposed to be b'marv, the night of the 30th. That's why he was mekabel the Eidus. They said that Shachris, they saw it in the east. They think they saw it in the east. They must have seen like a cloud, and they thought it was like the Levana. Now, by the way, I thought that the Bezna Gadol was in Yerushalayim. Didn't we just learn in the previous Mishnah that the Big Sanhedrin was by the Lishkas HaGazes and the Beis HaMikdash? So where does Yavna come in? I mean, we learned Beferish in the Mishnah. They came to the Chatzar that was in Yerushalayim. So why are we now saying that this was decided in Yavna, not in Yerushalayim? And the answer is that the Sanhedrin Gedoyla went into Golis from Yerushalayim during the times of Churban Bayis Sheni. And I'm sure you remember the story of the Churban. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai pleaded, one of the things that he pleaded for was ten li Yavna v'chachameh, that Yavna should remain there with its chachamim, and he was also given reshus that the Sanhedrin should move to Yavna. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai himself used to live in Yerushalayim. That's where he taught Torah to his Talmidim. When he saw the Beis Hamikdash is going to be destroyed, he left Yerushalayim, and you know how he left Yerushalayim. Remember that whole story, how they carried him out? And he asked from Maspionis Kesar, after that whole story, that he told him, you're the new emperor. And he said, how do you know? And then a messenger came from Rome to say, he's the new emperor. So he asked him, what do you want? And he asked for three things. Not to destroy Yavna, that the chain of Rav Gamliel and his family should remain alive. He wanted the chain of Malchus Beis David to remain alive. Rav Gamliel comes from Hillel HaZaken, who comes from Malchus Beis David. Remember the third thing that he asked for? He asked for doctors to heal Reb Tzadik, who fasted for 40 years, that the Beis Hamikdash shouldn't be destroyed. Mitaka pushed it off for 40 years. So they were maskim. So from that point and on, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was kaveh his yeshiva, and also the Sanhedrin Gedoyla in Yavna. And he was the Nasi at that time period. When he was nifter, the Nasius went back to Malchus Beis David, and Rav Gamliel, who was an anacle of the original Rav Gamliel HaZaken, became Nasi. Rabbi Yeshua, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he was the Av Bezin, he was the second. So we learned before, Chatzah Gedoyla Haisa B'Yerushalayim, that was during the times of Rav Gamliel HaZaken. Now we're talking about a different Rav Gamliel, we're talking about his Einikol. That's why it wasn't Yavna. V'yoyd, another story where Rav Gamliel disagreed with his Chavedim, Bo Shnayim, two Edim came to the Bezdin of Rav Gamliel, On day number 30 of Chodesh El, they wanted to testify on the Chiddush HaLavana when they saw the new moon of Tishrei. The Yomru, they said, Renu Bizmani, we saw it in its time. We saw it last night. And the response was, oh, you Taka saw it last night? Okay. So today's Rosh Chodesh. L'maisa, it turned out that a B'lei Liburo Eloi Nira. The night of the 31st, they didn't see the moon. The night of the 31st would have been Matzah Rosh Hashanah. That's how Rashi learns. It's not that the Edom said we didn't see it the next night. The Edom said we saw it the night of the 30th. And everybody else is looking up the night of the 31st and they say something's wrong. They saw it the night of the 30th and tonight none of us see anything. Others learn, the Rambam, the Meiri, the Batanura, that the Edom themselves said, oh, by the way, the next night we didn't see it. Either way, people were wondering what's going on. Are these Edom lying? How could the moon be seen the night of the 30th, but not on the night of the 31st? Some said, could be it was a mistake to declare the 30th Rosh Chodesh. Maybe we should undo it? But despite the criticism, the Kibble and Rabbi Gamliel said, no, the Edus is good. The Edus is good? Rabbi Gamliel, how can you say that? Amar Rabbi Doisa ben Harkinas, Edus Shekerhein, they're lying. And he gave a mashal. He said, Hech me'idin, how can we testify, ala isha, on a woman she loved, that she gave birth, ulamachar kereisa ben shina. And tomorrow, literally, her stomach is between her teeth. In other words, she looks like she's still miyubera, she didn't give birth yet. How could you say you saw the moon, then we don't see the moon? Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said, remember, he was the Av Bezen, he said, Royani is the Verech. I understand what you're saying, Rabbi Yeshua. I agree with you. We should be mevatel the Edus. But Rabbi Gamliel was mekabel then. How do you answer the kasha? How come they didn't see the moon the next night? You didn't see it because there was some cloud that covered it up. You think there were no clouds, but there was a cloud covering it up. Now again, the reason Rabbi Gamliel was so insistent is that he knew, according to his cheshbon taket, that the moon was seen the night of the 30th, the night before. So he knew that it was accurate to declare day number 30 as Rosh Chodesh. Okay, quickly chazering over. Now, Mishnah, we learned that Rabbi Gamliel had images or pictures or molds of the Levana, somewhere on the wall, somewhere on a special tavla that he kept in his attic. And he did so because some Edom would not know how to describe what they saw, so he can point to it and say, did you see this? Did you see that? It's interesting to point out, the Gemara asks, really, it says you're not supposed to make an image of the sun or the moon or the stars. It says, Le'sas lecha pesel v'chol tumuna asher b'shamayim. That's the Levana and the stars and the mazalos. So the Gemara answers, but if it was needed in order to teach, in order to clarify the halacha, it was permitted. The Gemara told us two stories of where Rabbi Gamliel accepted the Edus, because he knew anyway that the moon was supposed to be seen that night, although others disagreed. One was where Edom came and they said that they saw it the morning of the 29th on the east. At night, they said they saw it toward the west. Rabbi Yechonah ben Nuri said they're Edei Sheker. It can't happen during the same time of the year, for sure not on the same day. That in the morning it's in the east, and at night it's in the west. But Rabbi Gamliel was mekabel them when they came to Yavna. And we explained that the Sanhedrin Gedola was in Yavna at that time. Another story was, where Edom came and they saw the Levana on the night of the 30th, but when it came to the night of the 31st, they didn't see it. So if you remember, we spoke at Tupshatim. Either they themselves said, we saw it the night of the 30th, but we didn't see it the next night. That's how the Batanura learns. So the Rambam and the Meiri learn. And some say, no, they didn't say anything about the next night. They just said they saw it the night of the 30th. But everyone else looked up the night of the 31st and said something is wrong. If they saw it last night, how come we don't see it tonight? That's how Rashi learns. But either way, the problem stays the same. It doesn't make sense to see the moon the night of the 30th and not to see it on the night of the 31st. Now, why, Taka? Doesn't it make sense? The answer is quite simple. Let's pay attention here. The moon has to be far away enough from the sun to be able to see it. And the moon doesn't go backwards. So if it was far enough for them to see it the night of the 30th, it can't be that the night of the 31st suddenly it started going closer toward the sun. And that's it of Yeshua and Rav Doisi ben Harkinas. Rav Doisi ben Harkinas said, Rei Deshek, Rav Yeshua said, Rayani is the Verecha. But Rav Gamliel said, I know according to my cheshbon that the night of the 30th it was far away enough from the sun to be able to see it. So there's no reason not to believe these Edom. We don't see it the next night. Could be something is blocking it.